Thank you, Grace, and thank you, Chu.
谢谢.
And thank you to Pastor Doris and to Pastor Alvin.
谢谢 Doris 牧师和 Alvin 牧师.
And thank you to Daniel and Miriam.
谢谢 Daniel 和 Maria.
And thank you to Michelle and the worship team.
谢谢 Michelle 带领我们唱诗.
What is time?
时间是什么?
It's the past, the present, and the future.
这是过去, 现在和将来.
It's a calendar and a clock.
是时历或者时钟.
It defines the moment of our birth.
它定义了我们出生的时刻.
What we believe is a fair hourly wage.
我们相信是公平的时薪.
The next oil change on our car.
我们车的下一个换油的时间.
The closing moments of a tense sporting event.
一个紧张的体育赛事的结束时刻.
The tempo in music.
音乐的节奏.
Even our perception of patience.
或者我们对耐心的一个感觉.
Time defines national characteristics.
时间也定义民族的特征.
The Germans are on time.
德国人准, 非常的准时.
The French are late.
而法国人经常迟到.
And the British wait for tea time.
而英国人却等待茶点的时间.
Someone even joked that time is what keeps everything from happening at once.
有人甚至开玩笑说, 时间是阻止一切的事情同时发生.
But when we read the Christmas story, we discover something else about time.
但当我们读到圣诞节的故事的时候, 我们发现了关于时间的另外一些事情.
God orders time to fulfill his purpose.
神命令时间实现他的目的.
Galatians 4, verses 4 to 5 say, When the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons.
加拉太书 4章 4到5节这样说道, 然而时候一到, 上帝就差遣自己的儿子借着一位女子降生, 并受律法的约束, 为要救赎一切受律法约束的人, 使我们成为他的儿女。
It's a tantalizing statement.
这是一个, 诱人的声明。
Why does it say, when the time had fully come?
为什么说时机已经完全到来呢?
What does this mean?
这是什么意思呢?
Scholars suggest several reasons why this moment in history was ideal for God to send his son.
学者们提出了几个理由, 为什么这一刻在历史上是最 最理想的神送差遣他的儿子来到这个世上.
Government was stable.
政局非常稳定.
Augustus, the Roman Emperor, had been in power for over 20 years and would reign for at least another 14.
奥古斯都, 罗马皇帝, 他已经执政超过20年, 而且将执政至少14年.
The Roman Empire was unrivaled.
罗马帝国是无可匹敌的.
Peace existed within its borders.
在国内内它有和平.
A vast network of roads had been built.
一个庞大的公路网已经建成.
Travel was easier and news spread faster.
旅行往来是非常容易的, 新闻传播得更加快.
And the Jews enjoyed a special privilege.
而犹太人享有特殊的权利.
They were granted exemption from having to accept Roman religions.
他们获准 豁免接受罗马的宗教.
A common form of Greek was widely read and spoken.
而希腊语是一种, 被广泛和普及的一种语言.
It's probably the first language sophisticated enough to express new ideas with clarity and precision.
这也许是, 第一种语言, 它可以以清晰和精确去表达新的想法.
Perfect for recording and spreading the gospel.
完美的记录和传播福音.
And many in the Roman Empire were hungry for spiritual answers.
而罗马帝国中的许多人都渴望得到灵性的答案.
When we read that the time had fully come, we see that God is Lord of history.
当我们看到, 读到时机已经完全到来的时候, 我们看到神是掌管历史的.
He aligns people and events to fulfill his purposes.
他把人和事件保持在一起, 保持一致, 以实现他的目的.
But is there more?
但是还有更多的吗?
These verses in Luke and Galatians remind us that God's timing is perfect.
这些在路加福音和加拉太书里面的经节告诉我们，神的时间是完美的。
Just think of the prophecies that foretold Christ's coming. Prophecies uttered hundreds of years before he was born.
就让我们来看看这些预言啊，基督将来来临的预言，在耶稣出生前几百年就说出了这些预言。
Here are only a few.
这里有几项。
Isaiah 7 verse 14 prophesies that Christ will be born of a virgin, a miraculous conception.
以赛亚书七章十四节预言必有童女怀孕生子，这是非常奇妙的。
Isaiah 11 verses 1 through 10 prophesied that Christ will be the descendant of King David.
以赛亚书十一章一到十节说到基督是大卫的后裔。
Micah 5 verse 2 prophesies that Christ will be born in Bethlehem.
弥迦书五章二节预言说基督会在伯利恒出生。
These and countless other prophecies reveal that God's timing was perfect.
这些和无数的其他的预言都表明上帝的神的时间是完美的。
The right people, right places, and right circumstances were brought together perfectly.
正确的人、地点和环境都完美的结合在一起。
Jesus was born of a virgin.
耶稣是由童女怀孕。
A descendant of David.
他也是大卫的后裔。
Born in Bethlehem.
他出生在伯利恒。
God's timing was perfect when Jesus was born.
神的时间是完美的。
And God's timing is perfect in each of our lives too.
而在我们的生命里，神的时间也是完美的。
6 years ago, Catherine and I had completed all the necessary interviews and classes to be approved to adopt 2 children.
6 年前，我和凯瑟琳完成了所有必要的面试和课程。获准收养两个小孩。
Soon, profiles of children were given to us to consider.
很快，这些小孩的简历交给我们去考虑。
We looked at them.
我们读的他们。
We prayed about them.
我们为他们祷告。
We inquired about them.
我们要求他们。
But for different reasons, none of them was right.
但是由于种种的原因，没有一个是对的。
At the time, it was easy to pray.Lord, you have the right children for us.
当时也许很容易就这样祷告，就说主啊，你把最适合的小孩给我们。
But then, no profiles came.
但之后没有一个儿童的简历交给我们。
And for months, there was nothing.
几个月之后都没有。
But God's timing was different.
但是神的时间是不同的。
We'd almost given up when our social worker called us.
当那个社会的工作者打电话给我们的时候，我们几乎放弃。
Two children fit the profile that we were looking for.
有两个小孩刚好符合我们的条件，我们要找的那个人。
What's more, they were looking for Christian parents.
更重要的是，他们也在寻找一个基督徒的家庭，基督徒的父母。
God's timing was perfect.
神的时间是完美的。
But what about those of us?Who are still waiting for some direction from God?
但是那些在我们当中仍在等待神的指引的那些人呢？
Or for an answer to prayer?
或者等待神的祷告回答我们的祷告的那些人呢？
Or for God's purposes to become clearer?
或者等待神的旨意更加清楚的人呢？
For some, there is great pain in the waiting.
对于一些人来说。等待是非常痛苦的。
We ache when we see a loved one go the wrong way in life.
我们痛苦当我们看到心爱的人在生活中走错路的时候。
We struggle with pain, wondering if or when God will heal or deliver us.
我们与痛苦做斗争，我们只想知道神是否或者何时会医治或者救我们。
We pin our hopes on a new opportunity, a new job, or a new relationship.
我们把希望寄托在新的机会上、新的工作或者新的关系上。
And it doesn't work out.
但是都行不通。
God's timing does not seem perfect.
神的时间似乎是不完美的。
So what then?
然后呢?
What does the Christmas story say to us?
圣诞节的故事告诉我们什么呢?
First, keep trusting the Lord.
首先坚持相信主。
Somebody once said, when you cannot trace God's hand, trust God's heart.
有人曾经说过，当你看不到神的手的时候，相信神的心。
Just think of Simeon in the temple later in Luke chapter 2.
我们来看看路加福音二章里的西缅。
For years he had waited, living only on the promise that one day he would see the Savior.
他等了多年，他要看到他看到救世主所应许的。
For years he had to trust the promises of God, even when there was no sign of God's answer.
他等了多年来看到要神所应许的，但是他即使是他看不到一点神迹。
He had to trust God's heart even when he could not trace God's hand.
他必须相信神的心，当他即使是他找不到神的手。
And then one day the Holy Spirit prompts Simeon to go to the temple.
但是有一天圣灵感动西缅到去圣殿。
Mary and Joseph at that moment enter with their newborn baby.
玛利亚和约瑟在那个时候带着他们刚出生的男婴进入。
And Simeon knows.
西缅他知道。
God has kept his promise.
神遵守了他的诺言。
Sovereign Lord, he prays in Luke 2:29-30, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation.
主啊，现在你的话已经成就，可以让你的奴仆安然离世了。因为我已亲眼看到你的救恩，他在路加福音二章29-30这样说道。
When we do not see the answers immediately,
当我们无法看到神，马上看到神。
When we cannot trace God's hand,
我们找不到神的手。
We can trust God's heart,
我们可以相信神的心。
Like Simeon,
就像西缅。
God keeps his promises.
神信守他的诺言。
And his timing is perfect.
而他的时间是完美的。
Second, keep our eyes on Jesus.
第二，定睛耶稣。
God's plan may still seem clouded.
神的计划可能有时候显得模糊不清。
The way ahead unclear.
前方的道路不明朗。
The doorway shut.
而门是关闭的。
But here's a phrase that I found helpful.
但是这里有一句话我觉得非常有帮助。
Until God opens the next door, I am going to praise him in the hallway.
直到神打开下一扇门的时候，我会在走廊上赞美他。
Until God opens the next door, I am going to praise him in the hallway.
直到神打开下一扇门，我在走廊上赞美神。
Even when God's plans take longer to unfold than we hoped,We have no reason to stop worshiping him.
即使神的计划比我们期望的要长，我们也没有理由停止去敬拜他。
Just think of Zachariah and Elizabeth, the parents of John the Baptist.
让我们看看撒加利亚和伊丽莎伯，就施洗约翰的父母。
They waited for years for a child.
他们等了多年，想要一个小孩。
And it seemed their prayers would never be answered.
就好像他们的祷告从来不会得到应许。
But they still fulfilled their responsibilities.
但是他们仍然完成他们的责任。
Zechariah still went to the temple.
撒加利亚仍然去圣殿。
Sometimes the greatest lessons we learn are while we wait for God's perfect timing.
有时候我们在等待中，在等待神完美的时间的时候，正是我们学习的时间。
We learn to lean on the Lord and not on ourselves.
我们学习去依靠神，而不是我们自己。
We learn to leave the outcome to God and not take control.
我们学习去把结局交给神，而不是由我们自己掌控。
We learn to draw close to the Lord and not become absorbed with our own thoughts.
我们学会接近主，而不是被我们自己的思想所吸收。
We learn to give thanks in every circumstance, as 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18 says.
我们学习在每一种情况下都去给予感恩，凡事谢恩。
Until God opens the next door, I'm going to praise him in the hallway.
直到神打开下一扇门的时候，我会在走廊上赞美神。
The third point is this.
第三点是
When God's timing seems off, and God's plan seems obscure, remember, He has the last word.
当神的计划似当神的时间似乎不准确的时候，或者神的计划模糊不清的时候，请记住，神的最后的结局是由神掌控。
Mary and Joseph had to make the 150-kilometer journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem.
玛利亚和约瑟他们需要走150公里的路，从拿撒勒去伯利恒。
And Mary was heavily pregnant.
而玛利亚她是有非常重的身孕。
Despite images to the contrary, there's no biblical record of her traveling on a donkey.
尽管是对相比的图像一个来说，没有圣经记载她是骑着驴去旅行的。
And the journey would have taken about a week.
这次旅行需要整整一个星期。
And all because the Emperor Augustus needed a census.
而这些都是因为奥古斯都他皇帝需要人口普查。
A census taken to determine taxation.
这人口普查来确定税收。
To Mary and Joseph, it must have seemed that God's plan was weaker than the emperor's will.
对于玛利亚和约瑟来说，神的计划似乎比皇帝的旨意要弱。
Why such a difficult journey?
为什么这次旅途？这么艰难呢?
And why at that time?
为什么在那个时刻呢?
And why that destination?
为什么是在那个目的地呢?
Nowhere does the Bible say that they knew of the prophecy of Micah 5 verse 2 that said Christ would be born in Bethlehem.
没有圣经中他没有记载说他们非常清楚的知道他们将会基督将会在伯利恒出生。
But God's will was not obscure and God's timing was not off.
但神的旨意并非模糊不清，而神的时间并不是不对。
Augustus may have thought that he controlled everything.
奥古斯都也许他想他可以控制一切。
Little did he know that his decree would bring this poor Jewish couple to exactly where God had foretold their baby, the Son of God, would be born.
这个皇帝他也许不知道他的法令。会把这最可怜的犹太夫妇把他带到神所预言的那个婴儿将会出生的地方。
Little did he know that just over 300 years later, Christianity would become the official faith of the Roman Empire.
他也许不知道仅仅在300年之后基督教成为罗马帝国的官方信仰。
When God's timing seems off and God's plan seems secure,Remember, he has the last word.
当神的计划不模糊的时候，他的时间不对的时候，让我们记住，神是掌管最后的结局的。
Helen Lemmel was born in 1863 in England.
海伦梅尔，她在1863年出生于英国。
She was a well-known songwriter, composing over 500 Christian songs.
她是一位著名的词曲作者，她创造了500多首基督教歌曲。
You probably know her most famous song.
也许你知道她最著名的一首歌。
Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and all the things of earth will go strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
把目光转向耶稣，看他美妙的脸，在世上一切会变得奇妙的暗淡。在他的荣耀和恩典的光里。
She married into wealth.
她与一个有钱人结婚。
But sadly, she soon became blind.
但是很快她成为一个盲人。
Her husband did not want to be married to a blind woman, so he divorced her.
她的丈夫不想有一个盲人的妻子，所以他跟她离婚。
Years later, in her 90s, she ended up in Seattle.
在许多年后，在她九十岁的时候，她生活在西雅图。
She was destitute, living in a tiny single room.
她一贫如洗，她在一个非常小的房间里。
In her room, she had a small plastic organ sitting on a table.
在她的桌子上，她房间里的桌子上有一个非常小的塑料的管风琴。
It was a child's organ.
那是一个儿童玩的管风琴。
But Helen played it often, singing praise to God.
但是海伦她经常去演奏它，去赞美神。
To her, the small plastic organ was not something to lament or despair over.
对于这个，对于她来说，这个小的塑料的管风琴不是可悲的或者绝望的东西。
She saw it as the foretaste of glory.
她看它为是一个将要来的荣耀的一个福气。
For one day in glory, she would play a huge pipe organ in praise to God.
在那个荣耀的将来的一天，她将会演奏一个非常巨大的管风琴。
To her, the small organ was just a down payment on what God was going to do for her, bringing her to eternal life in Jesus Christ.
对于她来说，这个小小的塑料风琴是神为要她做的一个首席，是因为耶稣要带给她永生。
So when friends asked her how she was doing, this is what she would say.
所以当她的朋友问她你的近况如何的时候，她会说。
I am fine with the things that count.
我在重要的事情上是很好的。
And then she would say this.
然后她会说。
I can hardly wait.
我真是等不及。
Helen Lemmel knew God had the last word.
海伦她知道神是掌管最后的结局的。
For nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So says Romans 8, verse 39.
罗马书八章三十九节说到，没有什么使我们与神在主耶稣基督里赐下的爱分离。
The circumstances in the Roman Empire were perfect, perfect for Christ to come and the gospel to spread.
当时罗马帝国的一切环境是完美的，是完美基督的到来和福音的传播。
And God's timing was perfect.
神的时间是完美的。
And God's timing in our lives is perfect.
神在我们生命里的时间也是完美的。
He reminds us that when we cannot trace his hand, we can trust his heart.
他提醒我们，当我们看不到神的手的时候，我们可以相信他的心。
He reminds us that until he opens the next door, we can praise him in the hallway.
他提醒我们，直到他打开下一扇门的时候，我们可以在走廊上赞美他。
And he reminds us that when his will and his ways seem obscure, he has the last word.
他提醒我们，当他的旨意和他的时间模糊不清的时候，他是掌管最后结局的。
His timing is perfect.
他的时间是完美的。
Today, place your life in His hands.
今天把你的生命放在他的手里。
And rest in His perfect timing.
相信他完美的时间。
Today, trust Him.
今天就相信他。
Trust God by accepting Jesus, the Son of God.
相信他，我们接受耶稣基督。
Who was born as one of us to die on a cross for our sin.
他出生跟我们一样，是为我们的罪而死。
So that we can be forgiven and brought into relationship with God.
所以我们可以被宽恕，我们可以与神建立关系。
And trust the one who rose from the dead to give us eternal life.
相信那一位从死里复活，给我们永生。
This morning, bring your longings, your unanswered prayers, your broken hopes to Jesus.
今天把我们的渴望，把我们未回答的祷告，把我们破碎的希望带给神。
And discover the God who loves you.
去发现神是爱我们的。
For his timing is perfect.
因为他的时间是完美的。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你。
Amen.
主啊。
Pastor Lee.